Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
Praise, Philadelphia's Praise 103.9 FM. Welcome to Praise in the City. I'm your host, Tiffany Bacon. Thank you for joining me on another Super Saturday. We're going to have an awesome conversation with the folks from Health Partners. We want to get you healthy, and we want to talk about what the multitude of programs that they have going on. So we're going to have a very health-conscious conversation this morning, but we're going to give you a few more moments of inspiration. And we want to make sure you get a part, be a part of our conversation this morning. So let me give you the phone numbers before I give you the song. How about I do that? The number is 215-263-1039. We want you to be a part of this conversation this morning. 215-263-1039.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all, he wants it all, and he says, love me with your whole heart, he wants it all today, serve me with your life now, he wants it all today. He wants it all today, he wants it all today, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their own, give it all, he wants it all, and he says, love me, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all, he wants it all.
I love it, I love it, I love it. And good morning to you. Welcome, welcome to Praise in the City. I thank you so much for joining us. We need to have a conversation about our health care this morning. In case you didn't notice, the end of October is here, and it's time to start thinking about some things, and it's a good time to start thinking about your health. And since it has been National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a lot of people, a lot of women, have been making their annual appointments, making sure they get checked out. At least, hopefully, you have been. So while health is on your mind, we decided to invite a couple of members of the Health Partners crew to come in and speak to you about your health and the things that they have opened for you. So joining us this morning, we have Lavelle Harmon, and we have our dear friend Felicia Phillips, who is joining us for the second time.
Good morning.
Good morning,
guys.
Thanks for having us.
No problem. No problem. So we understand that your organization has had a bit of a name change and some things going on.
Absolutely. We are very excited. Over the past couple of months, the last time I was here, we talked about our Crazy Praise event. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we launched a brand new name. So Health Partners is now Health Partners Plans. Hmm. It's a very small change, but an important one. For nearly 30 years, we were a Medicaid plan serving medical assistance members in the greater Philadelphia region, mm-hmm. and recently changed the name from Health Partners to Health Partners Plans just to make room for the growth that we're experiencing as a company. Okay. In addition to our Medicaid plan, we also have a CHIP plan called Kids Partners, and then my colleague Lavelle Harmon is here to also talk about our newest product, which is our Medicare plan. So we're really excited about all of those changes. Health Partners was a name that was really well known in the community, so we didn't want to make a big change, but we at the same time wanted to just do something that would position us for the growth of the company and for where we're going as far as serving more of the residents in the greater Philadelphia region.
Fantastic. And you guys are doing a lot of wonderful things. Let me give you the phone number again, because this is a great time. If you have some questions, this is a great time to ask them while our guests are here in studio. If you have any questions about Health Partners, about their programs, about any of their plans, now that they're Health Partners Plans, if you have any questions about their plans, and of course about Medicare, which we're going to hear a little bit more about in just a few moments, please reach out and give us a call. This is a great time to do it. 215-263-1039. Again, it's 215-263-1039. All right. So, Lavelle, you're going to give us the lowdown on Medicare. It's a new program to Health Partners. So talk about why it's so important to have this program, and then give us a bit of an overview of what you guys have to offer.
Very, very good. So right now, we're in the middle of the open enrollment period for the Medicare Advantage program. Mm-hmm. Medicare has a lot of options. It is very confusing to a lot of people, even people who've been on it for years and years. There are changes that take place every year. And this is the period of time where people kind of look at their options and decide what changes they want to make, if any. Mm-hmm. Health Partners Medicare program is designed to meet the needs of people in the Medicare Advantage space, which is very important. We have a lot of people participating in Medicare Advantage in the Philadelphia area. Mm-hmm. And now we have a program that meets their needs. And we've designed a great program that provides them with great coverage. And it's a great option for them. There are a lot of options. I want to back up and answer something that you said previously. An overview. Let's just talk about overview. Medicare has a couple of parts that all come together. The first part is Medicare Part A. Medicare Part A is hospital insurance. Mm-hmm. It generally, the way I like to explain it, it covers things that occur in the building. Okay. Hospital care, skilled nursing facilities, things like that. And most people get Medicare Part A as a result of working 40 quarters, or it's a little complicated, but being married to somebody who worked 40 quarters. Mm-hmm. You don't generally pay for Part A.
Okay.
Medicare Part B is optional. Medicare Part B covers doctor service, lab, testing, things like that. You pay a premium, depending on your situation, for Medicare Part B. Together, A and B is what people consider original Medicare.
Okay.
That was the Medicare that was originally rolled into the program when it came out in 1965. Later, they added Part D, which is prescription drugs. And prescription drugs is a little complex, but it's new. It is relatively new to the Medicare program, and it allows people on Medicare to access prescription drug benefits through a private insurance carrier.
Okay.
So you pick a plan, you pick a carrier, and they enroll you into their Part D program, and you get prescription drug coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Medicare Part C, which is Medicare Advantage, is a way to get your A, your B, and in most cases your D, all rolled up into one program. It is provided by private insurance companies, and it does provide more coverage than you would get under just A and B.
Okay.
It's really, really complex. I've really boiled it down to a very brief statement.
Yeah.
And a lot of times I recommend people talk to a professional, talk to their physician, talk to somebody to help them look at their options and evaluate their options.
Okay. Wow. It does sound very, very in depth. So when you're presenting all the different programs to people, what are you specifically looking for to help guide people in the right direction for what they need?
Personally, mm-hmm. the first thing I look at is their physician.
Okay.
The doctor and doctors and hospitals that they're using right now.
Okay.
So all of these programs have a network of physicians. And in general, except for an emergency and what they call urgent care, you have to use that network of physicians.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I like to talk to people about is, what doctor are you using? What's mm-hmm. your preferred hospital? And taking a look at which plans have that hospital or doctor in the network.
Mm-hmm.
That's step one. Step two, I like to talk to people about the customer service that they've experienced in the past.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to them? What kind of access to their insurance company is important to them?
Mm-hmm.
And then, which is a little bit unusual to what you'd normally see in the marketplace, then I start talking about the benefits. And in order to talk about the benefits, all plans have a whole bunch of benefits. I always mm-hmm. tell people, don't worry about that. Don't try to decipher all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the benefits that you're using.
Okay.
The medications that you're taking, the doctors that you're seeing,
mm-hmm.
and see how much it's going to cost you, what your projected savings are, and then mm-hmm. try to fit a plan that meets your needs financially.
Okay. And let's back up for our younger listeners or any listeners who are just not really clear. What is the difference between Medicaid and Medicare? And who are they for?
That's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Medicaid is generally income driven.
Mm-hmm.
So Medicaid looks at your income level. It compares to specific guidelines, and then it determines if you're eligible for Medicaid. So let's just say Medicaid is for people of moderate to low income.
Okay.
Medicare, this is where it's going to get a little complex.
Okay.
Medicare is for people who are 65 and older,
mm-hmm.
as well as people with specific disabilities.
Okay.
So you have some younger people who are on Medicare.
Okay.
So we looked at Medicare and Medicaid as the two extremes. I mm-hmm. do want to say you can be on Medicare
mm-hmm.
and be low income.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you're what's considered dual eligible. You can be a Medicare and Medicaid recipient at the same time.
Okay.
And in that case, I always tell people look for what's called a special needs plan,
mm-hmm.
something that's going to coordinate your Medicare and Medicaid and make sure you get the maximum benefit.
Okay. And what I'm just thinking of a variety of situations, you know, say if you are low income and you have a special needs child, then how are you guided into the program and how do you figure out what's the best fit for Medicaid and or Medicare if you qualify for both?
So I want to back up. You said special needs child. And mm-hmm. it's a little confusing because I said special needs plan.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know too many children, although there are some that are on Medicare.
Okay.
But a special needs plan, there are multiple types. I'm going to list just the three types. The first type is a special needs plan for people who have a specific chronic condition.
Okay.
Medicare, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS,
mm-hmm.
they decide which programs they're going to, which particular specific illnesses they're going to put into a special needs category.
I see.
The other are for people who are in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
There are special needs programs for them. And the one that you see a lot of mostly is for people who are dual eligible.
Okay.
That means they have Medicare and Medicaid.
Okay.
The decision in terms of which type of plan, it's the same thing I always tell people. First, look at the providers that you're using.
Mm-hmm.
You can always get feedback from those providers. It's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Next, look at the customer service that you've been getting.
Okay.
Look at the customer service that you expect. And then look at the plan benefits that may help you determine what your costs are, what extra benefits you may need.
All right. Sounds awesome. We are here talking with representatives of Health Partners Plans. They've adjusted their name. They're Health Partners Plans now. And we invite you to give us a call if you have any questions about their services, about health care. And we are going to touch on the Affordable Care Act, which the open enrollment is actually happening now. And I'm pretty sure you've heard about it on the news. So we will be touching on that as well. But if you have any questions or comments, this is a great time to call us. 215-263-1039. Let's go right to the phones. We have Barbara calling in from Alney. Barbara, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, and good morning to your guests. My question is, with Health Partners doing a restructuring of their insurance, I'm a small business owner. Will you be offering anything that a small business owner would be able to utilize as far as getting insurance, because right now, with the economy being the way it is, most of the businesses are struggling, and they can't go out and pay top dollar for insurance. So can you just tell me if at this present time, do you offer anything for small business or maybe in the near future?
Okay, good question. Either of you, if you want to tackle that.
I'll tackle it. I can't really speak about the near future. We are planning and projecting what we're going to do for 2015, because that's everything is a year in advance. You have to plan and roll out. But I do want to say the Affordable Care Act, the way it's working now is employees and owners of small businesses should be able to access the Affordable Care Act. Some people refer to it as Obamacare, as the new benefits, and they can work with navigators to find out what their tax credits are and link them to the program. It's a lot of information out there. It can be a little confusing. In Philadelphia, we have a couple of navigators. My understanding of it is when you access the healthcare marketplace for people in these categories, you're really accessing it as individuals. Even though it might be a group, I might have a small business and have five people working for me. All five of them will go into it as an individual. There are some questions that you go through online and things that you work through online. You can do it online or you can contact one of the navigators, which I really, really recommend. And they can help navigate you, and that's why they call it navigators, through the entire process. The main navigator that I've referred a lot of people to in our area is Resources for Human Development, and their number is 855-668-9536.
And I'm sure you're going to have to say that again a little slower. I kind of hear Barbara perhaps rustling for a pen or something.
I'm sorry. I just get so excited by health
care. No, that's okay. And we appreciate your excitement. Okay, say that again.
The number is 855-668-9536.
Okay.
And that's Resources for Human Development. I do want to say you hear a lot of things on the news about the marketplace, the electronic marketplace, and all the things, all the difficulties that they're having. I got to say, be patient. My projection is it will be well worth the wait. Things are starting to kind of clear up. I've had family members call the number. I've had family members go online and be delayed. Just be patient. They're working through a lot of things. And in the end, it'll be worth it to get the benefits and get access to that health care.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Barbara. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. So listen, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act, what it means to you, how you can navigate the process, and speak more with our friends here at Health Partners Plans. But we don't want you to touch that dial. We would like you to pick up the phone, though, and join us in this conversation. 215-263-1039. Stay with us. Praise in the City returns right after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're in the midst of our conversation with our friends from Health Partners Plans. We are talking about Medicare and the Affordable Care Act. This is a good time to call in with questions. If you have questions about those, this is a good time to call. 215-263-1039. Let's go right to the phones. We have Linda calling in from South Philadelphia with a question. Linda, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Tiffany. Good morning to your panel.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm a single woman. I'm in between jobs, and I'm not eligible for, you know, welfare or anything of that nature. How is the Affordable Care Act for health insurance going to, where do I go to look for it, you know, when you have limited amount of money?
All right. Yep. So
I can help.
Great.
So what the federal government has done is they've set up these healthcare exchanges. You can access it through healthcare.gov or through one of the navigators in the city. But I want to talk a little bit briefly about how it works and how it interacts with both Medicaid as well as Medicare. Excuse me. So Medicaid is for low-income people. We talked about that very briefly. And
right.
You went and you found that you weren't eligible for Medicaid, and now you need to see what other options are available. When you go to the marketplace, which is either online at healthcare.gov, or you could call one of the navigators. Again, the one that I'm familiar with is Resources for Human Development. What they will do is they will help you get online. They will help gather information to find out what you're eligible for. These
mm-hmm.
plans do have a premium, but there is a tax credit that you may be eligible for to offset the premium. So once you start that process, you figure the system actually figures out what you're eligible for and how you will fit in. I do want to point a couple of things out. One, if you are eligible and you go on and you sign up, these plans won't be effective until January 1. Everybody now is going through the open enrollment period to be eligible for a plan on January 1. It's a little different from Medicare, if I could point out.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare, this open enrollment period, which started October the 15th and runs to December the 7th, it's been going on for a number of years. The system that's being used in terms of allowing people to onboard onto a plan and get into an exchange, if you will,
mm-hmm.
has been around for a little bit for Medicare, but it is new for the Affordable Care Act programs.
Linda, okay, so how do I get in touch with the navigators, especially if I'm not computer literate?
Yep. And that's exactly why they have navigators.
How do I get in touch with an insurance company?
You have a pen?
Yes, I do. Hold on.
All right. So while she's grabbing the pen, also, if you are listening and you do have some questions, you are in the process of doing the open enrollment, you're looking to do the open enrollment, and you just would like some assistance or some clarification about what's going on with Medicare and how you can navigate through the Affordable Care Act, this is a good time to call 215-263-1039. All right, Linda, you have that pencil?
You.
All right.
So the number is
855-668-9536.
Now, I do want to point out for people who are in this situation, if you have children, our state has a great CHIP program to cover children to cover
mm-hmm.
children who aren't eligible for Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
At Health Partners Plans, we do have a CHIP program, Kids Partners. And you could call us, and we could help you with your children
mm-hmm.
actually get ready to see if you're eligible for CHIP and enroll
okay.
in the CHIP.
Okay.
Felicia,
great.
What's the number to the CHIP?
She can actually visit the website at www.healthpartnersplans.com for information about our Kids Partners Plan, or you can call 1-888-HPP-9800, and you can get information about any three of our plans, our Health Partners Medicaid plan, Kids Partners our CHIP plan, or Health Partners Medicare. Again, that number is 1-888-HPP-9800.
9800. You said HPP?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And I just want to make sure that you understand the difference. Health Partners plans is not a part of the healthcare exchange. So the information that Lavelle gave you is a resource that you can use to get information about applying for a plan on the healthcare exchange. Health Partners Plans offers Medicaid, CHIP, and Medicare. So you've already said you weren't eligible for Medicaid. If you have children, then you may be eligible for our CHIP plan. But I just want to make sure that you understand the difference.
Yeah, well, I don't have any children.
Okay.
And I'm 57 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was just trying to find out, you know, how would I go about, you know, getting some health insurance when I'm in between jobs. And mostly the jobs I do get they do not have a health plan. So I would have to pay for it myself when I do have a job.
Mm. Okay. Then I think the number that Lavelle gave you, the number that you wrote down, is probably your best resource.
The 1-855 number.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day.
No problem. You too.
You know, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I just wanted to point out something.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot of questions about the Affordable Care Act
yes.
and the changes there. Medicare is going through the same enrollment period right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned briefly that people who are on Medicare have between October 15th to December the 7th, which mm-hmm. is a narrow window,
mm-hmm.
to examine their options and look at what's going on. People in that period of time can look at any plan, make mm-hmm. whatever changes they want to be effective January 1.
Okay.
And then, in general, you're in that plan for a year.
Okay.
If you find yourself in a plan that you don't like, a Medicare Advantage plan, you can switch back to original Medicare from January 1 to February the 14th. But mm-hmm. after that period, that's the plan that you will be in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always tell people now is the time to look.
Right.
Now's the time to talk to a professional. Now's the time to see which Medicare option is best for you.
Okay.
If you are in that dual eligible category, you will have a special enrollment period that gives you a couple of other options. But always I tell people, take the time, look mm-hmm. at look at what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We are connected with employees who are professionals as well as independent professionals.
Okay.
And we can help link you to those people. And you could call us at any time at 866-901-8000. I know we're throwing out an awful lot of phone numbers here, but I hope at the end of the show we'll have a chance to recap.
Yes, you absolutely will, and that'll be coming up in a few. And we are still inviting you to give us a call at 215-263-1039. Before we go to the next call, so can you give us a really clear idea of how the Affordable Care Act does affect Medicare and people who are already on it? What do they have to worry about, if anything, and people who are not on it who are looking to get on it, what do they need to do to best navigate?
That's a great question. Let's take the first example.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on Medicare, nothing has changed with the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
The same decisions that you needed to make every year during this open enrollment period
mm-hmm.
is there for you to make. And I recommend that people examine where they are.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of information, a lot of things in the news and in the media, and people are all talking about the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
But if you are on Medicare, you need to stay on the same track you were on before
okay.
and look at your options.
Okay.
If you are not on Medicare and you need to examine coverage, you need to see what you're paying now, how maybe you can access something that's more affordable to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you want to go into healthcare.gov and start looking at the options that are available in the marketplace that is online, or call one of the navigators in our area to help you navigate that. I do want to say, I've mentioned healthcare.gov a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare.gov is the exchange for Medicare recipients,
okay.
for people who are on Medicare.
Okay.
So just look at that distinction there. Healthcare.gov if you're not on Medicare, Medicare.gov if you are on Medicare.
Okay.
If you go to the exchange and you are, in fact, eligible for Medicaid, the system will determine that for you and help you understand that.
Okay. And for those people who have insurance, can you give some guidance on how people can find a way to switch to more affordable insurance if they already have it, and say they're just paying a little too much, or they're being forced into paying more because their insurance plan has changed?
Well, the first thing I would say is don't listen to a guy like me on the radio giving you insurance guidance because
okay.
it's too complex for me to tell you over the phone.
Okay.
I would say to seek out a professional, an insurance professional, mm-hmm. and there are a lot of them to help you look at your options, to look at what's available,
mm-hmm.
what premiums you're paying, what your utilization is likely to be, and help you to do the projection. If the healthcare exchange, healthcare.gov, is designed to show you your options in general,
mm-hmm.
what the premiums are, what the coverages are like, but when you get down, that'll help you look at the options. In terms of the way the options, I would say look at somebody who can sit down with you and run the numbers, and we can help you find that person.
Okay, that's good, because I know there at times people are a little leery about, you know, who to trust, especially if mm-hmm. they've had bad experiences in the past, or maybe if they're just older and they've had a good experience and now their insurance has changed. They've been forced out of a plan for whatever reason, retirement or what have you. And now they're just leery. They don't want to get, you know, a jackleg program
yes.
and end up spending way more than they need to.
Yes, I agree. And mm-hmm. that can come in a multitude of ways. It can come when, one, you're paying more premium than you need to,
mm-hmm.
or you're paying more for your health care coverage than you would have to for the premium that you have. And it's hard to just do that analysis. One of the things about Medicare.gov, which is a fabulous website. Mm-hmm. When you look at your options, it actually projects your costs out so you can figure out exactly what you need to do. If you, for Medicare, for Health Partners, we have our own website, which is
www.healthpartnersplans.com,
mm-hmm. which we have designed to actually allow you to look at all of our plans and assess which of our plans meet your needs, mm-hmm. look at your drugs that you're taking, what your drug costs are going to be. I got to pause and say, mm-hmm. when we sat down with our owner hospitals and the providers that we're connected with and started talking about designing a plan for the Medicare, we did a really, really good job mm-hmm. at making sure that people could get access to basic medical services mm-hmm. at no cost. And the doctors were adamant about that. And when mm-hmm. we sat down and we started designing it, that's why we offer things like a zero premium plan. Mm-hmm. We offer things like $0 PCP copay. So mm-hmm. when you got to go to your primary care doctor, you mm-hmm. don't have to pay anything. It's a $0 copay. That was important. I was in a conversation during the process and somebody said, well, maybe we could charge people $10, $15. How does that work mm-hmm. out in the numbers? And I said, you know what? That's a meal.
Mm.
People shouldn't have to decide between having a meal and going to see their primary care doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we also have $0 generic.
Okay.
So if you take one of our generic drugs, you don't have to pay any copay. And mm-hmm. that's what it's designed to do, allow people access to basic care
okay.
without having to spend money.
And that's important because there are so many people who need it and who don't realize that this is an option for them. So they just don't go for it at all and then, you know, run the risk of being sick. Getting sick or staying sick for a very long time.
I want to point something out because, mm-hmm. you know, this year, Health Partners Plans, you know, our motto is doing it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are entering the Medicare Advantage space. This year, we are only in Philadelphia County.
Oh.
So to access our programs, you do need to live in Philadelphia County.
Oh.
We have providers outside of Philadelphia County that you can still use,
okay.
but that's where you need to live. I've taken a little bit of heat from people who live right across the across the road and say,
yeah.
why can't I join? We fully intend to expand.
Okay.
I also want to say, I keep talking about see a professional.
Mm-hmm.
I keep giving everybody that advice. If you call us, we will actually send somebody to your home or wherever you're comfortable with. A professional that is certified and mm-hmm. licensed and we know can give you the care and treat you like our neighbors,
right.
which is important to us, and help you look at all your options and weigh things out. That's something that we offer mm-hmm. with both our Medicare and our CHIP program, Kids Partners,
mm-hmm.
so that
okay.
people can come to you, look at your situation in the privacy of your own home.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a number of community meetings take place, and I don't mm-hmm. have a list for that, but if you call us, we can tell you the one nearest to you. But
okay.
always, I always recommend people sit in your own house, sit at your kitchen table, have all your meds right there, have
yeah.
somebody there with their laptop, their pad, have mm-hmm. them do that work for you and help you understand what these various terms you're going to see, copay,
mm-hmm.
coinsurance deductible, help them help you understand it and reduce it to the math that's important to you.
Now, which part of, now, I know there are a couple people who are probably interested, and I'm also interested in hearing when you say you have programs that offer no copay if it's this and no copay if it's that. How do you know if you qualify? Do you have to just call you and go through your particular situation? Or if there, you know, somebody might be piqued in interest, like, oh, well, wait, I need to get on that because I'm paying way too much.
I'm fairly certain, Tiffany, you're not going to qualify.
I'm not talking about me.
I'm fairly certain.
I'm not talking about me.
There are only three requirements to join a Medicare Advantage plan like us.
Okay.
Only three requirements. One, you have to have Medicare's Parts A and B.
Okay.
Two, for us, you have to live in the Philadelphia County area.
Okay.
There are other plans that serve the outer counties,
mm-hmm.
but for us, you have to live in Philadelphia County.
Okay.
And finally, you can't have end-stage renal disease, which is kidney dialysis. Other
okay.
than that, there's no other medical questionnaires. There are no income requirements. There's nothing like that. If
okay.
you can answer those three things in the right way, then you qualify for any of our great plans.
Fantastic. All right. It looks like we have another question on the line. Okay. Well, I'm gonna. I guess I can go with that question that's on the board. All right, so we have a caller from New Jersey. We already identified that your specific plan does not reach into New Jersey at this time. But how can you get secondary insurance when you already have SSI?
So that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
Although we don't offer coverage in New Jersey, I can mm-hmm. answer that question.
Okay.
So there are a couple of categories that depend on where you stand. Mm-hmm. If you have SSI and you have Medicare, mm-hmm. you may not have Medicare if you have SSI. But if you do, you can go to Medicare.gov mm-hmm. and they will show you your plan options even with that,
okay.
even with SSI. If you don't have Medicare, I would recommend that you go to healthcare.gov, which mm-hmm. again is the Affordable Care Act Exchange, and put your information in there and look at your options.
Okay.
So right now, whether you have Medicare and you go to Medicare.gov mm-hmm. or you don't have Medicare and you go to healthcare.gov, there's an option available for you to look at some options. No matter what, mm-hmm. I still recommend that you take a look at that and access a professional to sit with you.
All right, good stuff. Unfortunately, we are at the end of the program, so I want to give you guys these last couple of minutes to recap what you said. I know you mentioned quite a few numbers, so if you can kind of slowly go through them again so everybody can have all the information they need to reach out to you and enroll in the programs you have to offer.
So here at Health Partners Plans, we offer a Medicare, a CHIP, and a Medicaid program.
Mm-hmm.
And so we offer great coverage across the board in all of our programs.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'd like to really focus our attention on is our Medicare program. And the reason I want to focus our attention on that right here, right now, is because people only have until December the 7th to make that selection,
okay.
to examine their options. And with Thanksgiving coming, that's going to fly by very, very fast.
Yes, it will.
So our plans, we have great plans, great options for people who live in Philadelphia County. I mentioned we have a zero premium program.
Mm-hmm.
All of our plans have $0 PCP and $0 generic coverage. To access that program, you just need to give us a call at 866-901-8000. Mm-hmm. Once you call us, one of the people that we have to answer the phone, and you can call that 24 hours, 7 days a week,
mm-hmm.
and we will get your information and get back to you promptly. We will be able to find out what your situation is, send a professional to you, and help you make the right choice.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time getting up in the morning and sharing all this great information. Hopefully you, my listening audience, have had some questions answered, whatever questions you had or thoughts about questions. Hopefully they were able to answer that for you. We will be posting a lot of this information on our website, praisephilly.com. So look for that in just a little bit. Thank you so much for joining us. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and my studio producer Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Don't go away. We have Marriage Beyond the Vows coming up next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.